More than 24 hours since Typhoon Rai first made landfall in the Philippines, and many areas remain cut off. Government leaders admit they are struggling to get an accurate picture of the typhoon's impact in Negros and Surigao provinces. In the town of Maribohok in Bohol province, rescue operations are still underway. Local government workers there say at least 20,000 families have already been evacuated from their homes, and many more are in desperate need of rescue. Evacuees can't stay in temporary shelters for too long because of COVID-19 restrictions. Social distancing in packed evacuation sites is difficult to implement. Many say they are more worried about the long-term impact of this devastation. Millions of Filipinos are already bearing the brunt of the economic recession. They fear the latest typhoon disaster could obliterate whatever livelihood they have left.
The government has pre-positioned aid and military as first responders across the country, but many communities remain cut off that officials and even aid groups are still struggling how and where to send aid to those who need it most.
Typhoon Rai devastated huge parts of the Visayas and the Mindanao regions. These pictures show extensive damage of the international airport in Cebu. Power and communication lines are down, and some hospitals are reported to be damaged. Even for a country often hit by natural disasters, this damage is being seen as unprecedented. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.